Well, John, unfortunately, it's another defeat from a Durham point of view, but there were certainly some better performances today than what we've seen of recent.
Yeah, I suppose you can find some positives if you look hard enough. I thought the defeat today was more to do with some good cricket from Lancashire as much as mistakes we made, whereas the other night it was probably more about some of the errors that we'd made.
Yeah. When you had Lancashire on 110 for 5 after 14 overs, it looked like it was a difficult wicket to get runs on. If you kept it tight, who knows? But that partnership from McLaren and Croft at the end added 60 in 6 overs, and that's proved to be the difference, hasn't it?
Yeah, death bowling's an area I think we've got to look at. It's not been great. We've been beaten in most of the games in the last 3 overs by the opposition. So that's an area that we need to improve on. But I think looking at the Lancashire side, we say they probably set the benchmark in a few areas, to be honest.
When Adam Hickey was injured in the first few overs, it looked pretty nasty. He went off with his arm in a sling. Looks like perhaps a collarbone issue.
Yeah, a bit early to say for sure what it is, but yeah, collarbone is what it does look like. He's in quite a lot of pain at the moment. I'm just going to get him to hospital on the way home. Probably get an x-ray and see where we are from there.
And as a result of that, you straight away have to alter your batting order.
Well, we had to make an alteration this morning when Mike Richardson went down ill. So that changed one thing. The top three probably did a little bit better than they have done in the last couple of games. So although we were a bit makeshift, a couple of the guys probably made a better fist of it.
So Cameron Steele was a deliberate decision to bring him in. Gareth Hart was a replacement for Michael Richardson.
Yeah, we were going to change the balance of the side. I think we had one too many seamers for the last couple of games, particularly with the fact that the spinners have bowled pretty well in the middle, and we've done quite well with pace off the ball through that middle period. So we really only need the seams up front and then at the end. We need to be a little bit sharper there, I think. I think we need to be a little bit better. But the periods in the middle are actually playing quite well.
A few weeks ago after your defeat to Northants in the county championship, we chatted about whether or not the players were feeling sorry for themselves because of that points deduction from the ECB. Are we seeing a similar thing here? 4 points now seems an enormous mountain to climb, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I don't think they're feeling sorry for themselves. There's probably a little bit of a confidence is taking a hit. You can't keep coming second in contests and still feeling good about yourself, but we need to try and remain positive. As I say, there are areas where we need to be better, there's no doubt about that, and I do think that Lancashire set some good examples in terms of their ground fielding, which was good, their construction of innings without taking a lot of risks, and their end of innings bowling, which was all a pretty high standard, I thought. But we've got to look at the opposition and say, okay, that's where the marker needs to be, and that's where we need to get to quite quickly.
And I've said to you before, this is a young and experienced side. You say that can't be used as an excuse. I mean, they have played at T20 cricket at varying levels, haven't they? But if they keep coming out every week, and it's week after week where they're losing, I mean, how do you pick them up after that? And you've got 2 massive games to come now against Notts and Yorkshire next week.
Yeah, well, they're all big games, to be honest. There aren't too many easy ones. So they're all big games. And when you've lost your first 4, then everything becomes very big because you don't want to, you know, continue that losing streak. So the next one is obviously the one that we'll focus on first, and it is a big game. We want to, and it's back at home, which hasn't been kind to us so far. But we need to find a win.
Still 10 matches to go. It can either improve or be an endurance test.
No, it's got to improve. We have to improve. What we achieve in the competition is, we've got to start putting a question against what we're actually going to achieve in terms of reaching the latter stage of this competition. But in terms of the big picture and going forward as a T20 side into the future, then, you know, we need to find some wins and learn how to win.
Finally, Notts next up on Tuesday. They've lost a few key players recently through retirements and injuries and whatnot.
They've lost a couple and gained a couple as well. They've Footit's come in as well. They've got a couple of decent overseas as well. So they're a strong squad anyway. I know they have had a couple of injuries, and as you say, the retirement of Michael Lambert. They're a strong squad, so it's going to be no easy game. And we're going to need to be better than we were today, but I think we were better than we were last time.
Finally, there's no hope of any loan signing for you at all?
Loan signing?
Yeah, or any signing for the remainder of this tournament?
I think if we're going to bring somebody in, it's got to be world-class quality. The attempt to bring in Imad Wazin, the Pakistani fellow, was worthwhile because he's number one bowler in the world in this form of the game. But I think if we're going to bring somebody in and prevent these guys from gaining experience, then there better be an absolute crackerjack.